Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. The regular U.S. media is catching up to me in reporting that multiple central banks are quietly adding gold reserves and some are reducing their holdings of U.S. Treasury debt. A week ago, Bloomberg posted an article titled Central Banks to Increase Gold Buying for First Time Since 2013. The column stated that not only has Russia been a major purchaser of gold this year, but also central banks in Hungary, Kazakhstan, Mongolia, and Poland have added gold reserves, some for the first time in more than a decade. The Bloomberg article only covered central bank gold reserve additions that were reported to the International Monetary Fund. China, the world's most active accumulator of gold reserves, has a track record of disclosing its gold purchases years after the fact. Thus far this year, it may have acquired more gold reserves than all the other central banks combined. This particular article did not mention India, which, during the spring and summer this year, also purchased gold reserves with some of the proceeds realized from selling off more than 10% of its holdings of U.S. Treasury debt. It also happened that Japan's central bank cut its holdings of U.S. Treasury bills and notes in August to the lowest level in 7 years. Also, China's central bank reduced its Treasury debt holdings for 3 consecutive months. This news is significant because a Federal Reserve report 2 weeks ago showed that the Chinese and Japanese central banks are the two largest foreign holders of U.S. Treasury debt. Combined, they own $2.2 trillion, which is almost as much as the $2.3 trillion held by the Federal Reserve. Most central banks did not add gold reserves or sell off significant U.S. Treasury debt this year. But the trend is clear. Foreigners don't want to hold dollars like they used to. They would much rather repatriate U.S. Treasury debt in exchange for American goods and services and ownership of U.S. real estate and businesses. Unfortunately, in paying off debt, that reduces America's standard of living. That's it for now. Come back Friday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.